This is Radio Superior 1952, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather round. I'm Tim Michaels. It's Monday, April 28th, 1952. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news and all the latest on the milk strike. And, say, Lou, you all right? You're looking a little redder than usual.
I'm fine.
You miss your milk, don't you?
That should not be the topic of conversation right now.
You don't like your coffee black. That's it, isn't it?
Coffee needs milk. No milk? No coffee.
And an unhappy newsman. Maybe we can scrounge up some creamer for you, buddy. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. With an automatic gas water heater, life can be grand with hot water on hand.
And milk.
But that doesn't rhyme with hand and grand. Now, Lou Martin with the 6 o'clock news. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. Ridgway is named the new NATO chief, Clark to command in Korea. Taft is leading Eisenhower for president, and the Jap peace treaty is in effect. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Lyle C. Wilson, United Press. The United States put the Japanese peace treaty into effect today, and Soviet Russia immediately denounced it and the accompanying American-Japanese security pact as treaties for the preparation of a new war in the Far East. The Russian government assailed the two pacts through Ambassador Alexander Panayushkin 30 minutes after the two treaties went into effect. The peace treaty returns independence to Japan after nearly 7 years of Allied occupation. This was an 11-minute ceremony, which included reading a statement from President Truman hailing the reborn nation as a valiant ally in the struggle against communist imperialism and aggression in the Pacific. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Yoshiba declared the Japanese people would meet the challenge of our time. Then the Russians fired their statement from the Soviet embassy, quoting Panayushkin, "The conclusion of this treaty shows how far the United States government has gone in its policy of converting Japan into the United States military bridgehead in the Far East," unquote. This was one of the last things the State Department and General MacArthur agreed on. MacArthur argued that no occupation could profitably last much longer than 5 years. Secretary of State Dean Acheson agreed. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
Jack Bell here in the nation's capital. General Matthew Ridgway was appointed today to succeed General Eisenhower as Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. President Truman announced at the same time the appointment of General Mark Clark to succeed Ridgway as the UN Commander in Korea and Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Armed Forces in the Far East. Ridgway's appointment and Eisenhower's release as Supreme Allied Commander will become effective June 1st. General Clark is now Commander of the Army Field Forces at Fort Monroe, Virginia. The president says Clark will continue the policies which have been so ably carried out by General Ridgway with regards to the United Nations action in Korea, including, if possible, the achievement of an honorable armistice. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Stan Turner reporting from Boston. The Massachusetts primary brings General Dwight D. Eisenhower into a last direct test of strength with Senator Robert Taft tomorrow and gives him a chance to draw practically level in the race for Republican convention delegates. Taft holds the lead nationally at this point. The latest Associated Press tabulation gives the senator 266 delegates and Eisenhower 233. Taft's organization claims more than 300, a little less than half the necessary number to win the GOP nomination for the presidency. One of Eisenhower's top three campaign leaders said privately that they hope to win 30 of the 38 Massachusetts delegates in tomorrow's election. A victory would make the North Atlantic seaboard virtually solid for Eisenhower. He won New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine, while Taft has won in Nebraska and Wisconsin. In Boston, this is Stan Turner.
The great constitutional battle over President Truman's three-week-old seizure of the steel industry roared on today, with Truman saying that he has the right and duty to take over the mills. The legal question is in the hands of federal judge David Pine in a case brought by the steel industry to force the government to surrender all seized facilities. Stormy weather held air and ground action in the Korean War to a minimum today, Allied night fighters had poor hunting. The 5th Air Force said that pilots destroyed 29 Red supply trucks on the northern coast, but other strikes were fruitless. The Supreme Court today denied a hearing to Tokyo Rose, the California-born Japanese convicted of treason for broadcasting propaganda over the wartime Tokyo radio. Queen Elizabeth announced today that she would be crowned June the 2nd, 1953. Coronation Day thus will fall in Britain's greatest social week next year. The following Friday, the Queen's birthday will be celebrated. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Tim Michaels has a message from the Superior Water, Light, and Power Company.
You know, with Superior Water, Light, and Power, you'll always have enough hot water with an automatic gas water heater correctly sized to fit your family's needs. That's right, hot water for dishes, laundry, cleaning, scrubbing, and plenty other for household demands. More hot water for baths, showers, shaves, shampoos, and still more to wash up and clean up the kitties. See your dealer and tell him all about your appliances and the family's hot water needs. And have him install an automatic gas water heater from Superior Water, Light, and Power. Remember, it's correctly sized to meet these needs, and life can be grand with hot water on hand.
The Superior City Council informed the union and management involved in the milk stoppage that if some agreement cannot be reached by the two factions by tonight, the city will take action to set up its own method of emergency milk distribution for children and institutions. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more.
Union officials and the Duluth City Council are set to meet later this evening to attempt some settlement or get the emergency program outlined for Duluth. In opening the Superior City Council meeting, City Manager Robert Bomberger expressed appreciation for the cooperation of those attending. Bomberger says from meetings with union and management, quote, "I know from what they say they don't want the children and institutions to go without milk," unquote. Milk drivers attorney Gerald Haney of Duluth says his drivers want to cooperate and determine what is fair. He says after the strike was called at the Bridgman Russell plant in Duluth, the dairies in Superior cut fluid milk delivery and kept making dry milk. Quoting Haney, "They have created the emergency." Superior Councilman Scott Williamson says the city is not interested in the strike from the management or union's point of view, but the city just wants to take care of the emergency. Bomberger says milk is a commodity similar to a utility which must be furnished to the people. Lou?
Thanks, Mike. The Kitchen Edgy Country Club, located near the foot of Belknap Street in Billings Park, has suspended operation. Kitchen Edgy manager Elmer Quist says it closed Saturday night. Quist says he cannot say when the club will reopen for nightly dinners and dancing. Future disposition of the property is not decided, but a Cloquet doctor last week looked the place over as a possible site for a summer home for himself and his family. Two motorists charged with drunken driving were fined $103 each, or to spend 60 days in jail. 39-year-old William Gulseth of South Range paid $53 today on account of drunken driving and was given until May the 1st to pay the balance. Tim.
Oh, boy, those darn drunk drivers. I don't think $103 is stiff enough.
It is if it keeps them from getting stiff.
Thanks, Lou. We'll have to work on that one. Well, now let's check the weather for this Monday evening, April 28th, 1952. Nice forecast from the boys of the Weather Service. Warm temps tonight and tomorrow. Should dip to a low tonight about 50 and a nice 70 tomorrow. All right, you little dudes and dudettes, here's the four freshmen and get your kicks on Route 66 on the Gather Round Show.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty.
You'll see Amarillo down at New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get it to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get it to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, Get your kicks on Route 66.
The four freshmen and get your kicks on Route 66 on KUWS. The greatest show on earth is coming to the Duluth Curling Club starting tonight. We have a special guest to tell us all about it, the president and chief executive officer of the Shrine Circus. Nice shoes.
Oh, boy, they're the best. And I brushed them with my broom this morning. Don't they look shiny, though, huh? They're bigger than your leg. Okay, let's go. We're going to tell you about something big. Big days, big show. 7 big days. April 28th to May 4th. Yep, it's the Shrine Circus. It comes every year, and it gets better every year. It's the greatest show on earth. The greatest show on this earth, or any other. It's going to be at the Duluth Curling Club. Tickets go on sale now. The minute you hear me, you can start getting tickets at Walgreens in Duluth and Willis Drug in Superior. I forgot to tell you, it costs a very little bit of money. Reserve seats are $1.80, general admission $1.20. And hey, bring all the children, because it's only 60 cents, tax included. And it's going on now. Yep, the annual Shrine Circus is in town. Get there.
Say, where can I get my hair done to look like that?
Oh, you go to a kitchen store, you know, where they got stuff like egg beaters, and then you got to get some food coloring to make it this color, you know.
I see.
And if you want to change it the next day, you can wash it out and change it over. And to get a haircut, I got one of those chicken bone cutters.
I got the idea.
Yeah, it gets a little stiff with all that food coloring.
Reserve seats $1.80, general admission $1.20, and kids get in for 60 cents. Tickets available at Walgreens in Duluth and Willis Drug in Superior.
Hey, you forgot to tell them something.
What?
Yeah, they got trapeze artists, they got aerialists, they got elephants, and they got horses. Say, and they're all trained, even the people.
Let's hear the magic guitar of Les Paul and Lady of Spain on the Gather Round Show.
Thank you.
Les Paul and Mary Ford with Lady of Spain on KUWS. All right, here's the plan, Lou. I have accidentally, wink, wink.
Stop that. It makes me uncomfortable.
Invited all sides of this milk strike over to the radio station for you to interview, wink, wink.
Stop winking at me. And what do you mean you've invited all sides of the milk strike over for me to interview?
Say hello to the labor guy.
Let's welcome Mr. J. Fisher, Superior Federation of Labor Editor. Good evening, sir.
Back at you, Lou.
Remember, mum's the word, wink, wink.
That fella's winking at you, Lou.
Makes my skin crawl.
It's all right if a labor sister winks at me, you know what I'm saying, wink, wink.
Let's get this clear once and for all. No more winking by anybody.
Right. Save the winks for bedtime or pretty ladies. But I'm here to talk about Joe McCarthy coming to Superior on Saturday to give a talk. Yeah, brothers and sisters, the same Joe who represents Wisconsin in Washington. One and the same guy who hunts for witches dressed in pink or red flannels. Maybe he can find one in Superior. Who knows? I means to tell you, Joe can find him in the dark. This is the same Joe who the AFL says has been wrong on every single labor bill that's come to the United States Senate. Now, I'm here to tell you, merchants out there, be careful. You got any red dresses in your window display? Better take them down or Joe will be around your shop. And moms, better make sure your kid isn't wearing any red before Blowhard Joe blows into town. And who knows, maybe Joe will reveal who the 55 communists are he has on his list. Or maybe he won't. And why is that new guy twitching so much?
I think Tim's trying not to wink.
Your whole spiel just begs for wink, wink.
No winking at McCarthy. I means to tell you, tail gunner Joe and his one-sided commie hunt doesn't fit in with the greatness of Wisconsin's political past. Oh, one more thing. Creamery workers, you got a meeting tonight at the Labor Temple. Be there.
Think they got any cream on hand? You know, just enough for coffee.
For the time being, it's coffee black. No cow.
Say, Jay, stick around for a few minutes. Some clown left tickets for the Shrine Circus, then I'll give you a pair.
Some clown?
Literally.
Some clown? What are you talking about? All the clowns at the Shrine Circus are the best. Except I noticed you have a bigger and redder nose. Is that natural? Or is it just stripped that way?
All right, here's the romantic wink-wink tones of Tony Bennett and his 1952 hit, Stranger in Paradise, on the Gather Around Show.
Take my hand. Stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this prayer? Stranger in paradise, don't send me in dark despair. From all that I hunger for, but open your
friend, oh, darling, to the stranger in paradise, and tell him that we need be a stranger no more.
And then, of course, Tony Bennett, Strangers in Paradise on KUWS. Okay, Lou. Here's part two of our brilliant plan to end this milk strike.
Don't say our. I'm not going to take the blame when this thing blows up. Well, if it isn't the head of the Superior Grocers Association, Mr. Peabody.
I don't go by Peabody anymore. Everyone always thinks my initial P and my last name Body equates to Mr. Peabody. But it isn't P and Body. So I go by my first two initials now to end any confusion.
And your middle name is?
Ulf. Yes, Ulf. Dad liked the name. It's Viking for wolf, you know.
Go ahead, Lou. Introduce him with his new moniker.
Fine. Welcome, Mr. Peabody.
That doesn't sound as good as I had hoped. Well, anyway, what's important here is the city of Superior, along with the grocers of Superior, have put together an emergency milk rationing plan in the event the dairies and the milk drivers don't reach an agreement tonight. The city will be establishing milk depots with a quart of milk available per day for each child under 12 years. Adults will need doctor's certificates. We'll get through this milk emergency together if we maintain calm demeanors and there is no pushing and shoving in the lines. The milk depots will be open from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the evening. Mothers, only one day's supply can be bought at a time for each child of the family. This is because of supply problems. The milk for eligible individuals can be bought at 22 cents per quart.
So, Mr. Body.
That's P-U to you, Lou.
Thanks, Tim. How can a person prove that they're eligible, such as an adult who doesn't need a lot of milk?
Only individuals in hospitals and welfare institutions who need the milk are entitled.
Some would say that milk for coffee is a medical necessity for sanity's sake.
A body must fill out a form available at each EMD. We adults must all sacrifice during this emergency. Emergency milk depots, or EMDs, are at the 7 elementary schools, at the 6th and 18th Street and East and South Superior fire stations, and at the Civic Center at 14th and Ogden.
Well, thanks, Ulf. Say, why don't you stick around? I've got two clowns for the circus tickets for you.
Yes, or something like that. And call me Peabody. Ulf sounds like I'm having a hard time swallowing.
Stay tuned, folks, for the exciting finale, the coup de grace, as they say in Gay Paris. Here is a new number from a big new talent. This is crooner Andy Williams in Canadian Sunset on the Gather Round Show.
Once I was alone, so lonely, and then you came out of nowhere. Like the sun up from the hills, cold, cold was the wind, warm, warm were your lips out there on that ski trail. Canada, a change of scene was the most I bargained for, and then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down
the sun. Fast, fast, fast beat my heart. I knew when the sun sets from that day.
Andy Williams and Canadian Sunset on KUWS.
Say, Tim Boy, when you dishing out the circus tickets? And what's he doing here?
I was talking about the EMDs and the impending milk shortage from the situation created by the rift between dairy management and milk drivers. I have been authorized to do so by the city and dairy management.
Maybe if you just authorized your way into getting those dairies to give our drivers pay that keeps up with skyrocketing inflation, then you wouldn't need no EMDs.
Well, if the unions didn't demand such high wages, maybe we could avoid this inflation.
I means to tell you, Peabody.
Ulf. Everyone now calls me Ulf. It means wolf in Viking.
Well, Ulf, you're barking up the wrong tree when you blame the working man and woman.
Don't I hope you're barking up any tree. I don't know, please. You created something here that is just...
Other radio stations don't end their programs like this.
Neither do we. It's time to say hello to the third ingredient to our diabolical solution to the milk strike.
Stop saying our.
I give you... Angry mothers.
Oh, there they are. The men who would take the milk out of the mouths of babes.
Just as I thought. Beady eyes. They've got beady eyes.
And thin lips.
Fish lips. You can't trust a man with fish lips. Or beady eyes. You can always tell.
I thinks I'll just go ahead and take my circus tickets and go.
I've seen this before. Their eyes. That look. It was during the toilet paper shortage of 44. Mayhem. Pandemonium.
You're going nowhere, bub. And you.
You means me?
Yeah, you. No circus tickets for you. Just try and escape. There's 500 of us just waiting outside.
Oh, my. It's worse than I thought.
It's a mob of moms.
We're not a mob. We have names. Mine is Mrs. John Rodney of Maryland Avenue.
And our kids and babes have names, too. But because you characters can't get your act together, our kids and babies won't have milk.
Just let me assure you, good ladies, that we of the Grocers Association...
The only thing I want to hear from those thin lips of yours is an assurance that my kids have milk tomorrow.
You see, Mrs. Rooney has 6 young children. How old is the oldest one?
Ages 2 weeks to 10 years old, and we've got 2 quarts of milk left in the house.
You mean to tell me, my good woman, that 2 weeks ago you delivered a bouncing baby boy, and now you're strong enough to lead this insurrection?
Now that's tough.
Men have no idea.
Look, pal, I've been giving the baby canned milk.
That makes her a dangerous woman.
The mothers in that mob have sticks. And they're forming 2 lines outside the main exit.
We call that the gauntlet. It was Mrs. Ness's idea.
Yes, oh yes, quite efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Peabody.
Call me Oaf.
I means to tell you, I'm getting concerned here, brother.
My son Lloyd and his wife have a 5-month-old and are having quite a time of it. I've given them our milk, but it isn't enough. I have no idea what we'll do when that's gone.
Certainly no baking, and if I don't get to bake, I get upset. Well, Mrs. Blatt, we know what happens then, don't we?
Yes, we do, Mrs. Rodney. You see, Mr. Fisher and Mr. Peabody, you see, I have a boy of 9 and a girl of 5. They will have their milk, won't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, yes,
I don't see why not. Very sympathetic to the needs of growing children.
Gotta have strong bones to be future brothers and sisters in a union. Let me make a few calls.
It's silly that this can't be worked out in an amicable, non-gauntlet way. We'll just go into the other room then. Yes.
We'll be watching. So, how many of those circus tickets you got, there, big boy.
Well, see, the clown just gave me a couple of pair. I was using them as a ruse.
We don't like being used in a ruse, do we, girl?
My children must see the circus, or life can be a living H.E. double toothpick.
So you see, we must have those tickets.
I just want to assure you, ladies, that I, as an upstanding newsman, had nothing to do with this ploy, or with the clown.
That's it, folks. Stay tuned for What's My Line and You Bet Your Life.
Ironic.
We'll be back same time, same place in your radio dial, the good Lord willing. And I can get a hold of that clown quick like.
Hey, boy, saddle up the elephants, harness the tigers and the lions. Clowns to the rescue again.
For Lou Martin, I'm Tim Michaels. Thanks for gathering around the radio.
You the clown?
How can you tell him apart from these other bozos?
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1952, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Danielle Kading, John Munson, Ray Paulson, Joey Laporte, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1952 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.